the ministers of the word.
Agendo tubire chigambo.
Sister Macrine Nyisome.
Sister Mac.
And will be translated by Sister Stella.
And ne Sister Stella.
Please, let's stand up again and thank God for taking us through the last year.
Imiretwe bazemkama olokutuisa mwaka oguise.
On Friday, we had time to thank God for every day of the year.
Kulokutano twalino obuddowe bazemkama ololunaku bulirunaku lwatuisa mu mwaka ogwedde.
For protecting us.
Na okutukuma.
For providing for us. So we pray daily from January 1st to the 31st of December. And we had time to thank God for pastors' programs.
The whole year was occupied completely.
So let's just lift up our hands to the Lord and say thank you.
Thank
God for your life. Thank God for your family. Thank God for the church. Thank God for keeping you in salvation. Thank God for our nation, for the peace and stability. Just thank God. Let's pray together. Brother Peter.
Father, we want to say thank you, O God. Thank you for last year. Thank you for every single day, O God, that you watched over us, that you protected us, that you provided for us, O God. Father, that you walked with us, O God. Lord, that you carried us when we couldn't walk. Father, we thank you for everything that you did for us last year, O God. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the growth. Thank you for the new brethren. Lord, thank you for the old ones. Thank you for the growth that we've experienced, O God. Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, O God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mukama chitange tukwebaza. Olomu ako gwagwai mukama. Tukwebaza kubanga. Watubelela wai mukama. Tukwebaza eri abooluganda ayi mukama. Bewa kuma ngabuli lunaku ayi mukama. Bewa labili langayi mukama. Mubiyo kulia. Mubulambu abwayi mukama. No tuonye nduwa dayi mukama. Tukweba zayi mukama. Obube njebo watu onyayi mukama. Obwali obunji. Nefe no tuisa wayi mukama. Tukweba zayi mukama. Olwe chigambo echakuma aboruganda ayi mukama. Kubanga. Na chocha mkasayi mukama eri obulambu afe. Tukweba zayi mukama eri aboruganda abonayi mukama. Nge kanisa. Noji kuma imu kama, noji isa muyaga imu kama. No tutuweza wa imu kama kutuka kusawa yalionga tuchari balamu. Tukwe bazoro wa bulichimu. Tukwe bazoro wa kulembeze wa fa imu kama. Biwa tambuza, engendo bulichi. Bulichitundu wa imu kama. Na dalo mkulembeze wa fa imu kama, wa mutambuza nya imu kama. No mukuma, no gabida nengendo zonazi ya genanga mwa imu kama. Tukwe baza imu kama chitina niteno tupikudiza. Kusebio nao tuta mjusto imu kama. Amen.
And
Brother Michael is rounding up the ministry in Kisumu this morning.
Oluganda, Brother Mike, Amalili, Obwerezawe, Ekisumu.
Let's plead with God that He will truly come down and bless our brethren. Expand them and prepare them for conquest this year. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together, and then Sister Carol and Sister Mariam will pray.
What man cannot do. We pray for your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you bless our brethren, O God, with an heart expansion for the conquest, O God, for this year. We beg your God that you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we pray that you come down in Kisumu in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for unusual anointing upon our leader, O God, as he rounds up, O God, the ministry in Kisumu today. We pray that power will come down in might to anoint, O God, to fill. O God, and the power will come down upon the brethren to heal, to serve, to deliver, even to raise new leaders, new workers, O God. That there will be a breakthrough in our work in Kisumu, that new leaders will emerge for conquest, O God, in Kisumu. In Jesus' name, amen.
The ministers in songs, can you stand, please? Let's thank God for our ministers in songs, for the grace that He gave them to minister throughout last year, and pray that God will bless them, renew them, refill them, and prepare them for the ministry this year. Let's pray together, and then I'll be asking Brother Tony to pray.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our ministers in songs, O God, Father. We thank you for taking them through last year, ministering every Sunday, O God. We continue to commit them this year into your hands, O God, Father. We pray that you continue to bless them, O God, that they'll minister to you this year, throughout the year, O God, Father. O God, with more great songs that fill your worship and praise, O God, as you want it to be, O God, Father. We pray that you continue to expand the ministry of songs, O God, Father. Make them bigger, O God, as we prepare for the expansion of our ministry, O Lord, Father. Amen.
Amen. Let's clap for them. The media, Brian, and your team. Let's thank God for the media team. They have spearheaded and bought all their equipment. They've upgraded the media at their cost. Let's thank God for them. And pray that God will bless them and multiply their resources for conquest this year. Let's pray together.
Thank you. and multiply their resources to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we bless you, O God. Thank you so much, Lord, for the media team and all that they have managed to put in, O God. Thank you so much for the sacrifice, O Lord, for the sleepless nights, O God. Oh, Father, we saw the hard work during the crusade, O God, each and every day. We did not miss anything, O God. We are grateful. Thank you so much for the energy that you have enabled them to work with, O God, relentlessly, O God. Thank you so much for your provision to them, O God. Thank you so much for the grace to them to give, O God, O Lord, to give all and ensure that everything is as should be. We are grateful. Thank you so much for them. May you bless them, O God. Bless them. Expand them, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The ministers to children.
N'emirimu gyonna gye bakoze mu bulamu bw'abaana okuyita mu mwaka. Era tusabe nti Mukama anaabazzaamu amaanyi. Era aba no.
Then Neria will pray.
Neria asabe.
That's the children. Let's pray.
Oh God, Heavenly Father, oh God, we thank you so much for the ministers to children, oh God. Thank you so much for enabling them and giving them the grace to look after the children last year, oh God. We thank you so much for them and we pray, oh God, that you help them this year, oh God, that they will help the children to grow stronger in you, oh God. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen. Please can all of us stand. Let's thank God for our ministers of prayer, all of you.
Those
who prayed on the prayer chains.
Those of
so many different prayer chains, the Kampala chain, Makerere, Irubaga, all those who prayed on the prayer
chains.
Those who came for the nights of prayer. Those who came for the vision prayer nights. You have all been our ministers of prayer. And everyone that I know
here
joined in the fast.
You
have been our ministers of fasting. Many went out to preach. And all of you have been our giving co-workers. You have given tithes. You have given offerings. You bought things for the church. You've given to us personally. We want to thank you. And to thank God for you. We shall clap for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
We are succeeding and we are the reason
why we are
making progress. Let's thank God so much for ourselves. Thank God for yourself. Thank God for our brethren. For the praying, the fasting, the giving, the preaching, all that God has enabled us to do to keep our church standing and to make progress. Praise the Lord. We'll thank God together and I'll ask Brian to pray.
Brian, tusabire. Thank you.
Amen. Father, we thank you very much, O God, for each one of us. All who have prayed, all who have given, for all of us here, O God, we bless you. And we pray that you continue to bless us, O God. Watch over us this year. Continue to keep us, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we shall indeed continue going onward and upward in your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please have your seat. We could go on and on. There are house church leaders.
There are ministry team leaders.
But we shall continue tomorrow during the vision prayer night to thank God for you. But please accept our deep gratitude. Yesterday, Michael sent a message.
Me.
He says, please kindly minister on Sunday. Coordinate thanksgiving. Read through the Rema and proclaim in our lives and ministry. Revise and establish key things that came out of the end of year retreat.
Yitamu erola benga osimba ekanda kubintu ebikulu ebyavayo mu lukungana ra retreat.
Help brethren to be committed and focused in 2024.
Oyambeka aboluganda okwewayo n'okutunulira ebyo byajja okuteekako amaaso esira mu mwaka abiri mu guno mwaka omupya.
Through a short sharing.
Okuita mukuereza okumpimpi.
So that's what we are going to do.
The
other message, which is the announcement we are making.
Wakobulala, omoluganda Peter chabadaira yogerako.
No, we are making now. We are making the announcement.
Oh, chino chidango chipia chetukola.
Have a short meeting with ministers to children.
Tibera kono nolukungana olumpimpi, eriaba baweleza babana.
And mobilize them for the retreat.
Era obateketeke kulwa okweyawula okujja.
Their presence,
okubeerawo kwabwe,
bringing their children,
n'okuleeta abaana,
and praying for the retreat,
n'okusabira olukungaana olwo.
So please, ministers to children,
n'olwekyo abaweereza b'abaana,
we are going to have a brief meeting after this,
tugenda kubeera n'olukungaana olutonotono okuva wano.
To prepare for the meeting next weekend.
To tweteketekere olukungaano lwa weekend eja.
From Friday.
Okuva ku lwokutaano.
The 12th.
Zijja kubanga 12.
To Sunday morning next week.
Paka ku Sunday kumacha week eja.
Bro Michael would like to meet all the ministers to children.
Oluganda Michael ayagala okusinkana abaweereza b'abaana bonna.
The official ministers, the parents, and all who are interested in the ministry to children.
Ababadde baweereza abaana betumanyi naye n'abazadde n'abo abandyagadde okuteekayo omutima eri okuweereza bw'abaana.
Children, you have a retreat from Friday.
N'olwekyo abaana mulina okweyawula wano okuva ku lwokutaano.
And parents, please release your children to come.
Abazadde tubasaba muti abaana bammwe mubaleke bajje.
Invite other children.
Muite abana abalala.
We want to launch the ministry to children in Kampala.
Twagala okugula ombutongole bweleza bw'abaana wa ne Kampala.
According to the directives that we received during the end of year retreat.
Okusinzira ku ndagiriro gye twafuna engeje tuina okukikolamu mu luno olukungaana olukomekereza omwaka.
Amen.
Amina.
So children, you're welcome on Friday.
N'olwekyo abaana tubasanyukidde ku lwokutaano.
Amen.
Amina.
We shall pass on the details.
Ebiddako tujja kubanga tubibaweereza.
I share briefly about my inner journey in 2023.
Yagabanako katono ku lugendo lwe olw'omunda mu 2023.
Because when Pastor sent the message,
kubanga omusumba we yaweereza obubaka,
I was asking myself, why me? Is it just because I'm a wife? Why should I, like when he was not around, and he asked me to share with the church. This is what, I'll read just some two portions of what God told me as we're rounding up the year.
Agenda kusomako ebintu bibiri kwebyo mukama bya mugamba ngo atukomekereze omwaka.
He said, this year, this is your year of jubilee.
Ya mugamba nti guno gwe mwaka gwo.
That was on my birthday.
Ogwo kujaguza.
Your year of freedom.
Omwaka gwe gw'emirembe.
I set you free from all your pains and hurts.
Nti nkujjako byonna nkujjako nkusumulula okuva kwebyo byonna ebibadde bikuluma.
I set you free from your lacks and wants.
Nebyo byonna byobadde tolina ngo nebyo byobadde oyayanira.
I set you free from your doubts and fears.
Nkusumula okuva ebyo byobadde obusabusa era nga bibirinamu n'okutya.
I set you free from all known and unknown bondages in your life.
Nkusumula eri obusibe bw'obadde omanyi ne bw'otomanyi mu bulamu bwo.
I set you free from failure and poverty.
Nkusumulula okuva mu bwavu n'obutasobola.
I set you free from all your struggles in your own ability.
Era nkusumulula okuva mu ebyo okuva mu kufuba okukonga omuntu.
You are not alone.
Toli weka.
You are not an orphan.
Toli mulekwa.
I am your God.
Nze Katondawo.
Your father.
Nze Katondawo kitaawo.
Your Lord.
Nze Katondawo mukamaawo.
And master.
Mukamaawo.
I will take care of you.
Nja kulabirira.
Your trials have been many. And your joy is apparently few.
Era esanyiro libadde tono.
But you have rejoiced.
Naye osanyuse.
And celebrated me all the same.
Era yaddenga kibadde bwekityo obadde onsanyukira n'ontendereza yaddenga biri bwe bityo.
Out of faith.
Okuyita mu kukkiriza.
In my sovereignty.
Mu manyi gange.
And love for me.
Era no kwagala ko erinze.
I give you the coupon of heaven.
Kati nkuwa tikete ekuingiza mugulu.
You shall use your prayer book.
Ojako esechitabo chechokusaba.
To shop from heaven.
Osobole okuja ebintu okuve wange mugulu.
I will answer you graciously.
Njakudamu mumuyika.
And I'll provide for you.
Era nja kuwa buli kye weetaaga.
Record the answers.
Jukira record. Wandikanga kuddibwamu kw'essaala zo.
As a testimony.
Nga obujulizi.
To my glory.
Eri ekitiibwa kyange.
And also to strengthen your faith.
N'amaanyi osobole naawe n'okuba okuddizibwamu amaanyi.
Praise the Lord. This is my prayer book.
Kino kye kitabo kyange ekyokusaba.
And the last recorded prayer topic is 30,424.
Ekyokusaba ekisembayo kyali kya
30,431.
Mitwalo esatu.
30,431. And many of them have been answered by God. This year, the Lord enabled me, I started a new Thanksgiving book. But this book ended on the 31st of December.
Ekitabo kino kyakoma nga 3 mulimu omwezi ogwokubiri gwe 12
at 40,008.
Ku mitwalo 408.
We serve a living God.
Mukama gwe tuweleza mulamu.
We serve a living God.
Mukama gwe tuweleza mulamu.
We serve a God who is true.
Mukama gwe tuweleza Katonda omutufu.
We serve a God who is faithful.
Era oyo atalekerera.
I pray
asaba
that each of us
tibuli kinomu kuffe
will experience the faithfulness of God.
Analaba obwesigwa bwa Mukama.
And that we'll have the record
era anaba n'ebiwandikiddwa
for the coming generations.
Olwabo abajja mu bisere biddako.
To show them that God is true.
Okubalaga nti Mukama wa mazima.
So that they may put their trust in Him.
Basobole okuteeka moyo Mukama okukkiriza kwabwe.
These records are not public records.
Bino ebintu si bya buli omu nti si bya buli omu.
But sometimes.
Naye oluusi.
We need evidence.
Twetaaga okulaga.
That is why sometimes we make them public.
Kyova olaba nga tubijjayo eri nga byaffe ne tubijjayo ate tulaga abantu.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Kale katugende maso.
This morning,
amachaga lero,
from all the directions that God gave Brother Michael,
okuva mwebi ebiragiro mukama byagenda awo oluganda Michael,
to ask me to share,
yansabye nga baneko namwe.
I've just put them together.
Byonna byonna bye yalagidde mbigasse wamu.
And it is written, so I'm just going to read it.
Era yabiwandise n'olwekyo agenda bisoma.
With a few interceptions.
No, ajja kwongeramu ebimu.
Because yesterday I wasn't around.
Jo teyabaddewo.
I lost my former boss, Joy Medical Center.
Yafiriddwa mukamawe ku Joy Medical Center.
So I went to for the burial.
N'agenda okuziika.
But throughout I was praying to God.
Naye mukuyita mbudde bwonna abadde asaba Mukama.
I have been a leader right from campus, a student leader.
Abadde mukulembeze okuva we yali ku campus.
But for some reason I've never gotten used to standing on the stage.
Naye olw'ensonga emu oba endala tamanyirangako okuyimirira maaso g'abantu.
It's just not my place.
Ye amanyi nti sekyo si kifo kye.
I'm very comfortable in the prayer room.
Abera wakira tabere mu je basabira.
So please bear with me. I'm not a stage person.
No lecho mu guminkirize.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaga.
That is what we are going to share.
Echo che tugendo gabana ko lwalero.
The end of year retreat was talking about leadership responsibility.
Olukunga no lukomekereza omwaka lwayogera ko kuvunanyizibwa olwaba kulembeze.
And sometimes we might leave it up there on the stage for those we think are leaders.
Olusitwinza obubaka obo bulekeeyo waggulu weri abo betulooza nti bobe bakulembeze.
It is each one of us.
Naye ng'ate sebo buli kinomu ku ffe ye
ye. Carry out that responsibility.
Ffe abayina okutwala obwo obuvunaanyizibwa.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaaga.
To reach out to three categories of people
okutuukirira abantu ba mirundi esatu ku nsi.
One.
Ekitundu abasooka.
The many lost sheep.
Abangi abaabula.
And the other sheep of his pasture.
Nabalala abanji aba.
And his other sheep.
Nabalala abanji ababe.
That have not yet come in.
Abatanaba kujajali.
God needs us to reach out to the other sheep.
Mukama ayagala tugende tubatukirire.
Like the shepherd who left the 99.
Nga oyo musumbe yaleka endiga ekyenda mu omwenda.
To go and look for the one that was lost.
N'agenda anonye endiga emu eri eyabula.
God needs us.
Mukama atwetaaga.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaaga.
God is calling you.
Mukama akuyita.
To reach out to those that have not yet come.
Okugenda okubulira enjiri eri abo abatannaba kumanya Yesu.
Second category.
Waliwo aba omutendero gw'okubiri.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaaga.
To minister to his children.
Okuweereza eri abaana be.
His children who are already in.
Abaana be abajja edda gy'ali.
In Ezekiel chapter 36,
Mo Ezekiel asatu mukaga.
Barbara, please read.
Barbara, tomedeo.
Chapter 34, I'm sorry, 1 to 6.
Asatu munya.
Ezekiel 34, 1 to 6.
Ezekiel chapter 34, from verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel, who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So among the children of God, they are the strong. They are coming for all the meetings. They are active. They are doing everything. But they are also the weak. They are the sick. They are the injured. The strayed. Those who have gone astray. The lost. God needs you. God needs us to minister to these different categories of his sheep, of his children. Because when they don't receive ministry, as the Bible tells us, they become food for wild animals. They are scattered. God needs us to reach out to them. The third group, God needs us to reach out to the poor. Matthew 25, 31 to 36.
Matayo,
Matthew chapter 25. 31 to 36. Matthew chapter 25, from verse 31 to 36. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
They
are the poor.
Mulimu abavu. Bebo abavu.
The Rema. At the end of the first type, I want the one with numbers. The one which has verses.
Obaka betwafuna nga tumaliriza okusiba mbade njagala awali enyiriri.
So they are the poor.
Nti mulimu abavu.
The sick.
Abalwadde.
Those in prison.
Ababali makomera.
Those who are naked.
Ababataina chakwambala.
Those who are starving. God needs you to meet their needs.
Mukama akwetaga gwe okubayamba okufuna ebyetaago byabwe.
I thank all those who gave clothes for charity at the end of year retreat. And thank you because this time there were very few I had to throw away because they were too old. I don't give out things that are too old or that are torn. But I'm also praying for a day when my charity shop will have new clothes.
Amen.
Amina. And it will come.
Rujja.
But our brethren up country were very grateful and God bless you. Praise the Lord. And above all, God needs you to meet his needs. Not just praising and worshiping, but his needs in the people around us. The needs of God in the people around us is the work that God has given us to do. In the Rema after the fast, at the end of the fast, number 78, because it was numbered to make it easy. Number 78 said, "You are my light in this growing darkness. You shall arise and shine by your love, lives, and testimony. You shall arise and shine by your love, lives, and testimony. 79
says,
you are my love to this broken and confused world. And you must each be before me as our Lord Jesus Christ by replacing your names individually in John 3:16. For God so loved the world.
Okay,
for God so loved Uganda that he sent his adopted daughter Makrin. What is adopted?
Okay.
As he did his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that they may not perish, but be saved. You can put the name of your zone, the name of the town, the name of the nation, the name of the nations.
Oba ensi enyingi.
You are there because God loved them.
Gwe joli eyo kubanga mukama abagala abobobera.
And does not want them to perish.
Era tayagala bazikirire.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaga
to be his light to these people.
Gobe chitangala eri abantu abo.
80 says,
rechinana lugamba.
You are my ambassadors. You are my ambassadors where you are. And you are on mission to establish my kingdom where you are. So where you are, in your home area,
awe waka wobera,
at your place of work,
awe wokolera,
children at school,
abana mu masomero,
you are ambassadors of God.
Mwe muli bajulizi eri mukama.
You are on mission.
Muli ku mulimu
to establish the kingdom of God.
Okusobola okuteeka obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
God needs you.
Mukama.
Tell your neighbor, God needs you.
Amen.
God needs you. And tell yourself, God needs me.
God
to be his light. To be his love. To be his ambassador. God needs us. Let's pray together that it will dawn on us that God needs each of us. And that we will arise and meet the need of God.
Tusabe mukama tuyambe chituke kumitima nti atwetaga. Nolecho ate tuja kuyimuka tukole echo mukama chayagala tukole.
Let's pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Angels are not going to come and do this work. It is us who are going to do it. Amen.
Amen. Bamalaika tebagenda kujja wano kutukolera mirimu ejo faba ino okugikola.
And in that rema,
era mu bwako obwo,
God told us the many things he has given us.
Mukama yatubulira ebintu ebingi byatuwadde.
To capacitate us.
Okusobola tusobozesa.
To do the work.
Okukola omulimu.
He has poured his spirit upon us.
Yatuyira amafutage. Omoyo gwe.
He has given us wealth.
Natuwa,
material wealth.
Natuwa bugaga obwebi kwati wako.
And he was also calling us.
Eranga atuita.
To be rich and wealthy, number 75.
Tusobole okuba abagaga.
To be rich and wealthy in the knowledge and walk with God.
Abagaga mumagezga katonda n'okutambula naye.
Humility and love for one another.
Mukwetowaza n'okwagala bakino mukufe.
Compassion and passion for the perishing souls of men.
Okuba n'ekisa n'ekisa eri abo abazikirira.
And a broken, dying world around us.
Era abazikira n'ensi emenyesemenyese etwetolodde.
And in 72,
era mu 72,
God was also calling us to be faithful stewards.
Mukama nga tuita tubere abaweereza be abesimbu.
Of the wealth, the riches, and the prosperity.
Ebyo byabadde atuwa byonna nga tuli besimbu.
That he's going to give us.
Ne byagenda otuwa.
And there are two warnings in that prophecy.
Era mu bunabbi obwo mulimu okulabula kwa mirundi ebiri.
It says some will misuse wealth.
Egamba nti waliwo abajja
okujajamya
obwo obugagga mukama bw'anaatuwa.
Some like Solomon will misuse wealth for their destruction and ruin.
Abamu nga Solomon bwe yakola bajja kukozesa obugagga mukama bw'anaatuwa okweyonoona.
As God blesses us,
nga mukama bw'atuwa mukisa,
may God give us the wisdom
ate atuwa amagezi
to use the wealth
okukozesa obugagga
for our blessing and the blessing of others and not for our ruin and destruction. The second warning is in number
77.
Beware of the sin of Sodom. Comfort, luxury, and total indifference to those around you. God needs you to care for those around you for him. It does not depend on what they have done to you or what they have not done. God needs you to reach out to your neighbors,
mukama akwetaga gwe okugenda eri ba neighbors,
to your friends,
neri mikwano jo,
and even to your enemies.
Era neri abo abalabe bo.
God needs you.
Mukama akwetaga.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ebazibwe.
God is raising his army for world conquest. 48-64 tells us the army that God is raising. Missionaries, preachers, teachers, those who are fasting, those who are giving, there are all kinds of workers that God is raising. That part we have read it extensively. That's why I'm not going into the details. But if you have not read it, the prophecy is available. You can still read it. Maybe post it on the church's group. Okay, so it's on the church's group. God is raising his army for world conquest. Soldiers are being recruited to fit into the ranks of God's army. Have you given in your name? Have you surrendered yourself totally to God? So that he may give you a place in his army and also equip you for that. Those who surrender themselves to God totally, they will be given a place in God's army. And they will also be given the spiritual and material resources that will be needed for them to do their work. God needs you. Amen.
Amina.
During the end of year retreat, Brother Michael elaborated on leadership responsibility, which defines those who can be taken up as workers in God's vineyard. Just like God the Father and God the Son, he used shepherding to explain leadership responsibility. So we are going to read John chapter 1, chapter 10,
Yokana
1-16.
Yokana 10.
And then we shall comment a little about that. John chapter 10, 1-16. Kindly open your Bible, let's follow.
John chapter 10 from verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they'll never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Come
the shepherd must go through the gate.
Nti oyo musumba ina kuita muluji. Aina kuita muluji.
And the watchman.
Era o alabiriza.
My Bible puts watchman in capitals, starts with a capital letter.
Bible ye etandika ne watchman ne capital letter.
Opens the door.
Oyo alabiriza ya gulawo olujolo.
Ministry
obuweereza
is not something that somebody just wakes up one good morning and feels that they can do something in church and they just start doing it. And then the day they don't feel like, they also drop it. The watchman opens the gate.
Oyalabiriza yagulawo oluji.
You are ushered into ministry.
Waliwo abera wawo nakugulirawo sobolo kuingira
muweereza. You are assigned the work that you are supposed to do.
Gwe owebwa omulimu gwoba olina okukola.
And you are responsible.
Era olina obuvunaanyizibwa.
And accountable.
N'okuwembalirira.
For the work that you have been assigned to do. Most people who take work upon themselves also feel that they have the liberty to drop it anytime. That is not how ministry is carried out. Even when you feel you can do something, offer yourself and be assigned.
And
be accountable. And you do not have the right to drop it anytime you want. Have you ever totally surrendered yourself to God? And to a certain leader? So that the leader can count on you. Concerning what you have been assigned to do. Many people are doing many things. But there are many people who are not accountable. Because they have not taken full responsibility for what was assigned to them. It was not even assigned to them by any authority. There is discipline. There is order. And there is authority. Authority. In the service of God. Amen.
Amina.
Verses 3 to 6 describes
okuba kusatupaka kumukaga
the relationship between the shepherd and his sheep.
Enkolagana eyo musumba ne ndigaze.
The sheep listen to his voice.
Endigazi wulirize dobozi lyo musumba.
Whose voice do you listen to?
Gwe dobozi lyani lyo wuliriza.
He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
Omusumba ite ndigaze ngazita namanya.
By name.
Ngazita namanya.
Who knows your name?
Ani gwe amanyi erinyalyo.
Who knows you by name?
Ani nakumanyi na amanyi erinyalyo.
Who is free to call you by name and lead you?
Ani ayinzo kuita nakulage kubo.
Because you have yielded to him.
Olokuba nti we waddeyo wena.
Talking about names in Exodus 28:29,
Exodus 28:29.
Exodus 28:29. Whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart, on the breastpiece of decision, as a continuing memorial before the Lord. Amen.
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 The leader bears the names of the people under his leadership on his heart.
Omukulembeze yetika amanya gabo aboluganda nabatwala masoga mukama.
As a continuing memorial before God.
Echonga aina chukola bulijjo na bulijjo eri masoga Katonda.
The people who are committed usually make more progress.
Abantu abewaddeyo bonna batera okugenda maaso okusinga bali abatewaddeyo.
The pastor of the church, where they belong, has his obligation or duty, carries the names of all the people in that church before God as a continuing memorial.
And
because the intercessors are connected to the leader, the intercessors will also be carrying your name before God. As a continuing memorial. According to the directives that the leader gives. If you belong to an active house church, and the house church leader is a normal house church leader, he will be carrying your name before God as a continuing memorial. And if you have a normal disciple maker, he will be carrying your name before God as a continuing memorial. That is why those who are committed make more progress at so many levels. Your name is being carried before God as a continuing memorial. There are some people who are very happy because no one knows their name. They sit behind, disappear as soon as we say amen or before, and they are very happy with themselves. I will not join the demons to clap for you. But I want to let you know that there is only one group of people that are clapping for you. Independent, self-reliant, nobody needs to know me. There is heavy clapping in hell for you. They are clapping because you will soon be with them. Unless by some deliverance of God, let your name be carried before God. It is for your blessing. Then see, it says when he brought out his own, still in John 10.
Yokana kumi nti omusumba bwajamu endigaze.
He goes ahead of them.
Nab nazikulembera.
The leader goes ahead.
Omukulembeze yagenda maso.
The leader provides a model.
Omukulembeze yalaga ekyokola.
He provides an example.
Yalaga ekyokulabirako.
And when the person who is supposed to provide a model
When
somebody has been placed in a position of leadership in the house church, in a ministry team, and he refuses to grow, he remains at the level of the people. He betrays them. Because the leader puts us a limit as to where the people can go. How far? When you have chosen your leader, you have chosen your limit. Because a disciple cannot be greater than his master.
Kubanga oyo omugoberezi tasobola kusinga mukamawe.
That is why some people have stagnated. They decided to grow tall and then decided to choose a leader who is this height. And because of that, they must bend to be under that leader that they have chosen. And because of that, they are forced to backslide. Because you must be under your leader. Praise the Lord. So we must grow. We must grow in all domains for the sake of the people we are leading. And secondly, we must distinguish ourselves in certain domains so that we can be a model to the whole church and a model to the whole work. So let us grow. Let us pay the price to grow. As you grow, the people under you will rise with you. And as you grow, you will be able to provide a model such that at end of year retreat, when we call all the brethren from all our churches, we will have distinctions to present to them in different areas so that people can follow and grow. The fourth thing, they follow him because they know his voice. They know his voice. And it says they will never follow a stranger. I want to let you know that the person whose voice you know and whose voice you are following, wherever that person is, that is your true shepherd. We can continue calling everyone here pastor, disciple maker, brother,
sister. Or your brother, na ye or your go uliriza a double uliriza yo muntu ye musumbao.
Praise the Lord.
Nkama eva ziwe.
And the passage continues to tell us who the good shepherd is or the leader is.
Erabe yongero tubulira a omusumba omulunji yaliwa.
We are still in John chapter 10.
Tuchaliwa no muyokana kumi.
He says he leads the people to the gate. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that they may be saved and have life to the full. So he leads them to Jesus. So that they may have life and have him to the full. The leader or the good shepherd
omukulembeze oba omusumba omulungi
provides pasture, good feeding for the sheep.
He protects the sheep. In John 17, when Jesus was giving an account of his ministry to the Father, he said, I have protected those you gave me. None has been lost. Except the son of perdition. Who are the people you started the year with? They were your friends. They were your disciples. They were your house church members. They were your ministry team leader members. Where are they? What accounts can you give the Father? Concerning the people that were entrusted to you at the beginning of last year. Can you tell the Lord, I have lost none of them? I have protected them. I have kept them. That was the testimony of Jesus. We lose people anyhow. Throw them away. Start with 10. End with 2. And we tell ourselves they are perfect. The Father is mourning for the 8. He would rather have the 10. He would rather have the 10 with the lame among, the blind, the weak, because he will work on them than to have 2 perfect ones and 8 lost to the glory of the devil. Jesus said, I have kept them.
Yes, you are gamba mbakumi.
And keeping them was not an easy task. If you see the kind of questions they used to ask, anyone who is making disciples, you are tempted many times to just throw them out. Like, you know what? Go to you. I don't know. Go where? But God needs you to keep all those that he has given you. Some have failed to keep even those who were in their household. And we are happy good riddance. They were bringing us problems. May God help us to begin to see with the eyes of God. He knows his sheep and his sheep know him. The best way to know people is by prayer. When you pray for people name by name, God will give you spiritual knowledge about those people. Some leaders depend on gossip and slander. Some leaders even try to manipulate people to extract information about themselves or about other people that they think those people are close to. They have tactical questions to ask so that they get to know. Paul said we don't use underhanded methods to serve God. We pray to God about people. nga tusabira abantu.
And the Bible says the secret things belong to God.
Era Bible egamba nti ebyo ebyekyama biri wa Katonda.
And those that are revealed belong to us.
Era ebyo ebitulagiddwako ebyo byebyaffe.
God can reveal the lives of people.
Mukama asobola okulaga obulamu bw'omuntu.
To those who care enough to pray for them.
Gwe bw'oba ng'ofuddeyo nnyo okumusabira.
And when God reveals it,
era Mukama bw'akikulaga,
it gives you another prayer burden.
Chikuwa eky'okusabira ekirala.
Not to start telling people that I didn't know this person was like this.
So si kugenda nga osasanya amawulire nti nali simanyi nti omuntu ono ali bw'ati.
But so that you may pray and bring a change.
Naye ate omusabire oleete enjawulo.
And you begin to find the person's life changing.
Era ogenda okulaba ng'obulamu bw'omuntu oyo bugenda bukyuka.
No one on earth needs to ever know.
Tewali ku nsi kuno yeetaaga kumanya.
That God revealed this to you about this person.
Nti Mukama yakulaze kino eri omuntu oyo.
And that you actually prayed about it.
Nti era wakisabidde.
And the life was transformed.
Era nti obulamu bwakyusiddwa.
The exclusive glory belongs to God.
But
if you want to know people,
naye bw'oba oyagala okumanya abantu,
pray for them.
Basabire.
Amen.
Amina.
Do not depend on gossip, slander, going from here to
here.
It amuses me when people are outside there. And they are saying, is mommy there? I think she must be praying. She must be on retreat. I'm hearing them. So they're asking the children going like this to try and know.
Babu Zabana. Bayitawe bati basobole okumanya ki ekigenda mu maaso eri mami.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebaziwe.
We don't use underhanded methods.
Tetukozesa bukujjukujju.
I want to thank Stella.
Ayagala okunebaza.
If anybody tells me that she does not pray for me, you are lying.
Omuntu bw'amugamba nti amusabira aba akulimba.
Because at least three occasions this year,
At least emirundi ng'esatu guno omwaka,
she called me on a day that I was really down.
Namukubiranga ali wansi.
Like I'm just calling to check on you.
Nti nkukubidde nkukebereko.
And I was telling myself God must have revealed it to her.
Ng'agamba Mukama alabika amulaze.
When you pray for people,
w'osabira abantu.
God will put, you may not know the details of what is going on.
Oyinza okuba tomanyi ddala ki ekigenda maaso mu buziba.
But God will reveal it to you.
Naye Mukama ajja kikulaga.
And he will give you what to do for them.
Akulage ekyo ekyobakolera.
There are some other people like that.
Waliwo abantu abalala abalinga nze.
But I don't want a fight after the meeting.
Naye saagala kulwana nga nvudde wano.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
He cares about the other sheep. We've talked about that.
Omusumba oyo afayo okuneri endiga endala.
And he lays down his life for the sheep.
Ate obulamu bwe abuteeka wansi ku lw'endiga ezo.
That is a good shepherd.
Oyo ye musumba omulungi.
That is what God is calling you to do.
Oyo musumba Mukama gw'ayagala obeere.
The success of the work entrusted to the one you call your leader.
Obuwanguzi bw'omulimu ogwaweebwa oyo gw'oyita omukulembeze wo.
And the portion that the leader has entrusted to you depends fully on you. If somebody is your leader, then the success of the work that has been given to that leader depends on you. And that particular aspect of the work that the leader has entrusted to you depends on you. And that calls for extreme hard work. We work hard, not just to do our part well, but to ensure that the overall succeeds.
Naye tulabe nti mu byonna omulimu gwonna guwangula.
Colossians chapter 1, 28 and 29.
Abakolinso esula esooka. 2:8-9.
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 28. We proclaim him admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. Amen.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Thessalonians 2,
9. 2, verse 9. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So because of the work that God has given us, He's calling us to work hard. And why must we work hard? Number one,
it's okay.
It's not in order of importance. But we work hard to take care of ourselves, our families, our extended families, because the Bible says if you do not take care of your family, you are worse than an infidel. And it says we should do that so that we are not a burden to anyone. Or a burden to the church. But to leave the church that you're going to work hard to take care of yourself, you may not be a material burden to the church. But you are a heavier burden. Because the spiritual burden of your absence is heavier than if we had to support you financially. So this is not an excuse to say I'm not coming to church because I want to take care of myself and my family, as Sister Mark said. Praise the Lord. We work hard to have what to give towards the work of God, so that we can give generously and significantly. And if God blesses you, you can give sacrificially. And we also work hard to provide a model to those we are leading, so that we can tell them, this is how I work. Praise the Lord. God needs you. There is work to be done out in the world to reach a lost, broken world for God. God needs you in the church to be able to build, to heal the wounded. To encourage the strong to continue moving. To strengthen the weak. God needs you. And even in the Rema of 2023, God has prepared mighty things for us to help us, to capacitate us to be able to do that work. We are just going to pray for the first part. The next part that talks about the vision, we shall continue at the vision prayer night. Praise the Lord. The people here, thank God because of all that He has prepared for us for this year.
Mwebaze mukama kulwebe byona mukama byatutegekedde omwaka guno.
Which eye has not seen.
Byetutanalaba.
Which ear has not heard.
Tanawulira.
Which no mind can conceive.
Nga nebwongo baffe tebunaba
bitegeera bulungi. You're going to
thank God. Ogenda kwebaza mukama.
And I'll ask Lisa to thank God.
Lisa, I mean,
and here. Thank God because He's making all things new in our lives. He's giving us a new beginning in our relationship with God, in our lives. Thank God He's giving us a new beginning. And Winnie, you're going to pray.
Winnie, the
people here, thank God for pouring His Spirit upon us. The rivers of living waters. And all that the love, the compassion, all that God has poured out upon us with His Spirit. We are going to thank God. And Clara, you're going to pray.
Clara, tusabire.
The people at the end,
Abasembayo,
you are going to thank God for the capacity to win people to Christ that He has given us. Some will win tools. Some will win tents. Some will plant churches. Some will establish and strengthen the churches. Thank God because He has given us that ability. Let's stand up together and pray. And one that person I called will pray. On this side, Shiloh, you're going to pray. Let's pray.
Lord, thank you so much, O Lord, for the new things you are doing in our lives this year, O Lord. We thank you so much, O Lord, for the new beginnings, O Lord, you are beginning in our lives, O Lord, this year. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for pouring your Spirit upon us this year, King of Glory. Thank you so much, O God, for the rivers of living water that are flowing, O God, in our lives this year, King of Glory. Thank you so much for the rivers of compassion, O God. Thank you so much for the love, O God, and the mercy that you've poured on us this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
O God, we thank you so much for the capacity you're giving us to win people to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That side, pray for God. We are praying now for God's blessings.
There,
pray that God will bless us, that we will expand and extend in growth.
So,
in
numbers.
John Katande, you're going to pray.
John,
here, pray that God will bless us with abundance and with resources. And Noble, you're going to pray.
Noble, ajatu sabira.
Here,
wano?
Pray that God will bless us.
Sabenti mkama
that we will grow in depth, in height, and in glory.
Tusobole okula mubuziba, mugaziwa, nemuchitibwa.
And Tony, you're going to pray.
Brother Tony, ajatu sabira.
That side, Pray that we will grow in all domains
and
become rapidly mature and numerous. We'll grow in all domains and we'll become rapidly mature and numerous. And Gloria, you're going to pray. Let's pray. Pray one after the other.
And in glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, Father, that each one of us, O God, will grow, O God, Father, in all domains in our lives, O God, Father, numerously, O God, Father, and mature in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Let's pray.
Sabe?
In spite of all this growth and activity, we will arrive fresh, full of life, and full of joy.
Amen.
But we will remain fresh, full of life, full of joy. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together, and Jonathan, you pray for us.
Rejoice, O God. God, we shall do this work with joy, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Shadow. Come on, Abawe Omutsa.